Erie County Water Authority meeting of November 15th, 2018. Commissioner Jones.
Present.
Commissioner Carney.
Here.
Chairman Shea.
Here.
Reading of the minutes.
I'll move to waive the reading of the minutes from the meeting November 1st, 2018.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Approval of the minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes as presented for the meeting November 1st, 2018.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Reports. Secretary's report. We have an executive session at the end of the meeting. The discussion is of the appointment of an executive director pursuant to Public Officers Law, Section 105.1F, matters leading to the appointment of a particular person. Commissioners, you have in your packets RFP for lobbying and government services. At your request, myself, Deputy Director Bob Lichtenthal, and Human Resources Director Dan Niemark, we put together a committee to review the five responses that we got. We all looked at them individually. We narrowed it down to two or three. We each had the same two or three. The two or three were Maciel Martucci Calabrese and Associates and Harder Seacrest and Emery LLP. We conducted interviews on November 6th. Both firms, as I wrote, both firms displayed a vast knowledge of the authority's operations and the needs of our water utility. We came out of those interviews all having the same sentiment that Maciello Martucci Calabrese and Associates were probably the best fit for us to move on lobbying. So if you concur, we can put a resolution out for a future meeting to hire them.
By any chance, did you talk to them at all about strategic planning? Did they have any any comments at all on that topic? I know it's not scheduled for that. But.
No. Okay. We really didn't get into that.
Okay. I think when we act on it, I'd like to have whatever firm we use come in for that.
Okay.
Thanks.
I have a few outstanding questions with the legal department. Margaret used to talk to me about, but I had no objections of going ahead with the process. But before we vote, like to get those cleared up.
Okay. I'll let her know.
She knows.
Okay. Also, we had an RFP for audio and video improvements to the boardroom here and the boardroom, what we call the training room here and what we call the boardroom downtown. The request for proposal had gone out. We only had received two responses. Veriview was one company, and VOIP Supply LLC was the other company. We reviewed, IT and myself, along with Trish, we reviewed their proposals. We spoke to both vendors several times, or at least I did. Jeff Schlerf was involved, Rick Darren. We had decided that maybe it's in our best interest to go and see the equipment. We thought that Veriview had the best, they knew what we needed better than VOIP Supply. So we started leaning towards Veriview. Jeff, myself, Trish, and Rick Darren went down to Veriview. We took a look at their equipment, how it was set up, and how it would function in our environment, and we feel comfortable that to move forward with these boardroom improvements, to move forward with Veriview, so we'd like to move on that as well.
So do we, let's just assume that you're going to have a, put it on the agenda for the next meeting to approve the contract? It's on today's agenda?
Yeah. Yeah, this agenda.
And we're hopeful that that the job can be completed early at the beginning of the year, middle of January, February.
Okay.
Both jobs. They're going to focus on the downtown location first. Gentlemen, not on the agenda, but I think it needs to be referenced. On October 31st, there was a FOIL request that came in that did not make the communication, so we wanted to report on that. It's a FOIL from Ben Riker, and it's relative to utility building records requests. Now, I believe each of you have received it. It just did not go on communications. It has been acted on properly relative to timelines, and I just wanted to let you know that that did not make it to communications, but I wanted to report on it.
You get it in for the next meeting, then?
We can do that.
Okay, thanks.
I have one more item that is also not on. I believe I had sent you an email relative to filling Paul Whittem's spot, Director of Drinking Water Quality, and we were able to hire from within. Sabrina Fiedler is here, and I just wanted to congratulate her, and we look forward to working with her. And I know that you guys had met her earlier in the morning, but I thought it'd be nice to recognize her.
Thanks, Sabrina.
Thank you.
We'll be talking to you. Okay.
Number two, legal. Amendment to bylaws.
Commissioners, in your packet, you'll find a draft of proposed amendment changes to the Erie County Water Authority bylaws. Legal has reviewed the current bylaws and have made the following changes. There's also a memo to this effect in your packet. Terms have been defined within the bylaws. Standing committees have been added, and their roles for each committee have been defined. We've added public expression to the order of business, and we've defined that any amendments to the bylaws would have to be approved by two consecutive boards. At this time, legal's recommending that the amendments be referred to the board's governance committee for review and recommendation.
Quick question on, I think it's Article 3. Again, we're in the 21st century. Do we need to spell out that text is a method of notice? Because we didn't list it. We do talk about email, facsimile, personal delivery, and the like. Should we add text? And my thought would be, for clarity, do we want to use text as a method of notice?
I thought we've been advised by council not to use text, period, because of the difficulty of responding to subpoenas and FOILs and what have you. Text.
Yeah, isn't that the reason, though, we ended up with separate phones now, and I carry it, and I can always hand the phone.
It's a phone call, yeah.
It's a phone call.
Yeah, we can look at that for a future draft. I also know that you had recommended some other changes, some format changes that could be included in a future draft, too.
All right. I mean, I'm just raising a point.
I've got a number of issues with the original bylaws and the revisions. And we're going to refer to the governance committee, so we're not adopting anything. But there was one overriding legal issue that I would give the department a heads up on the review, and that is the amendment process of bylaws and how that squares with the legal department's position that we are a one-year session, and how we can bind future boards, which happen every year, to a certain set of rules. I think there was something about the amendment process being not to go into effect until some future board. So if you can, I know it's like defining a number of angels who can dance on the head of a pin, but that's the position we're in with regards to certain legal matters.
And the idea was that two consecutive boards would each have to approve.
Well, so my view, and I'm not saying that's the right one, but it's my view, is since we're a one-year session body, is that we would have to approve new bylaws every year. at the organization.
Which is non-functioning, quite frankly.
What's that?
Having to redo it every year.
No.
Well, legislature.
Well, that's the legal position that's been taken in legal matters before this board, is that we are a one-year session, and that's why we can't buy...
Well, we have bylaws. I think we're talking about amending those bylaws or adding to them.
Yeah.
Unless your suggestion is that we have to vote on our bylaws
every year. Right.
So we have to adopt our bylaws every year.
Right.
Okay.
What they're proposing is... That you...
No, I understand.
Yeah, you can't adopt bylaws and then go with them. They're not going to be...
They're not going to be binding until the next session.
Until some future board.
Yeah. Okay.
So that, we'll discuss that further when we get into the...
So the easier way to do it would be to simply adopt our bylaws every year.
Right.
And if we change them, we change them. It's effective just for that year.
Right.
Okay.
Jackie, let me... I didn't read that last item as... Two boards, meaning 1 year in April and then next year in April. Is that what you meant by that language?
No.
I thought you meant two consecutive monthly meetings.
No,
two consecutive yearly boards.
Oh, okay.
So it would be the annual meeting over a two-year period,
which
I think Tom's suggestion might make more sense to simply adopt the bylaws on a yearly basis.
So we can take that under advisement.
Take it back and take a look at that.
Neither of it really makes sense.
And definitely take a look at the annual adoption issue, because I don't know that we're the same as legislatures, but there's some... Every legislature I know does adopt the rules every time they reorganize.
We have several policies that we readopt every year.
That
would seem to be the easier way to do it, but...
Okay, three, fiscal.
Thank you for the work, Bob. Thank you for putting together at least a cohesive idea. Yes, Terry.
Item three, fiscal tariff amendments. Bob Lichtenthal.
Commissioners, you have a memo in your packet regarding now the proposed revisions to the authority's tariff, otherwise known as the rules and the regulations for the operation of the system. I've given you some history and background on the sections that discuss this. There's also, on page two, there's a rundown in general of the changes. Before that is, there's the changes to the rate schedule, which will support the budget that you passed at the last meeting. And those were the types of rates we discussed within the five-year fiscal plan, within the budget, and so on. But you need to take the action to actually amend the tariff so we can charge those rates beginning on January 1st, 2019. Additionally, there's five items which are recommended coming from the legal department, which are all items that frankly will help everyone operate a little bit smoother and a little bit clearer and a little bit cleaner, and those are outlined. And there's also, just to bring to your attention, that within section 14 of the tariff, there's a listing of other miscellaneous fees and charges. One of them I'm going to directly bring to your attention is 1416, which is the water service connection fees. At this time, we're doing an internal review, as small service contracts are in the process of being bid. For now, that fee is sufficient, and it's a large one. It's when someone is building a new home or getting connection to our system. It's for up to a one-inch tap or so. It's $2,000. Sufficient, we believe, for now, but we are doing an internal review. We'll see what the bids come back. If there is something out of whack, we will bring it to your attention in the future, and if it were to necessitate a change in that fee at that time, we can walk through the process again. But today, we're not recommending that. But we are recommending, obviously, the rate changes to support the budget and the wording items here that are supported by memos from legal.
Section 14 is not included in anything, right?
Correct. That's what I'm saying, is that there's a number of fees, like if someone bounces a check, well, what do we charge them for that? Those are all miscellaneous items that are very small, and they're laid out in Section 14. I just wanted to bring to your attention one of the big ones, which is 1416. I'm not recommending any change today. We are doing an internal review. Karen Prendergast, Steve D'Amico, myself are taking a look internally. It may come to nothing. If it comes to something, we will bring it to your attention.
if you finish your work, is this something you think you're finished before year end and we would implement at the year end?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. I mean, the rest of it looked, you know, pretty straightforward, and 14 is an interesting one if you want to get.
It is. Very interesting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Operations, no report. Human resources, no report. Audit committee, no report. Governance committee, no report. Finance committee, no report. Ethics board, no report. Five, communication and bills. Item one, creation and or amendment of master purchase orders.
I move to approve item one.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item two, master purchase order releases, purchase orders, and purchase order amendments.
I move to approve item two.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item three, FOIL request from Dolce Panopino.
Receive and file. Any questions on it? Okay.
They have the wrong. I think they meant to send this to Buffalo. The address that they're talking about is in the city of Buffalo.
They're going to find out.
I think he's wrong. That address is in Lackawanna.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
No. Abbott and Elmview. It says city of Buffalo. So
it does. But okay. But I believe that he meant Lackawanna. Okay.
You better get the right plane or defendant.
Name it. Right.
Item four, request from Smart Procure.
Again, we'll receive and file.
Yeah. Item five, letter from Brian Culpa, Amherst Town Supervisor.
Again, receive and file.
But
you, Mr. Jones,
yeah,
you have
just
a question?
On the question, yeah. This shouldn't be our problem. If they purchased them a property with a water lien on it, there should have been money in some attorney's escrow account. But we shouldn't be covering up for.
I agree.
For a botched real estate deal.
I agree. I called because I wanted to find out what the issue was, and apparently they did miss something, and I just reminded them they'll have to absorb the loss.
I mean, it really should have been a credit to the buyer, and I'm not.
The closing statement actually had a $300
escrow for
water.
That's normal real estate closing.
Yeah.
And, you know, their remedy is against the seller's attorney.
Yeah, I don't.
That was a purchase by eminent domain. So that's it came up because it got missed on the
seller. It's under seller's disbursements. Final
yes.
Water escrow.
Would you like, since it was addressed to the general post office box, which is where payments go to, the business office could send a reply that it's not going to be waived. If you'd like that, commissioners, we'll just send it to the business office.
Yeah, why don't we
get it cleared off?
Yeah, clear it up in writing so they have a final response.
We'll take care of that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Six, persons addressing the authority.
Is there any ratepayer or a member of the public who wishes to address the board at this time? Hearing no one, we'll move forward.
Seven, unfinished business, T12. Termination of professional services contract with Carter Seacrest and Emery LLP.
Hold on, did we skip item six?
No, I just got done with that.
My item six shows authorization to amend the Erie County Water.
No, you're two steps ahead of us here.
Well,
we're on unfinished business. We'll be there in a minute. We're going to keep T12 on the table, and by the looks of where we're ending up on the possible new lobbying, I think the current contract on Harder Seacrest expires in December, correct?
December 31st.
Okay, so I mean, I think at this point, well, let's see if they just may phase one to the other, and when we get this, we may deal with that at year end. Yeah. Okay, and
T17.
That's just where that's going to stay on the table at the moment. We've got to finish our executive session first. Okay, now we're at item six.
New business. Authorization to amend the Erie County Water Authority's annual capital budget for fiscal year 2018.
I move to approve item six.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 7, authorization to accept the proposal of Verview LLC to provide design, installation, and programming of audio and video equipment for the Erie County Water Authority's Ellicott Square Boardroom and the Service Center Main Conference Room, project number 2018-00613.
Move to approve item 7.
Second.
Any discussion? I just have a quick question. That is, of all these 8 or 9 folks that we, only 2 people responded.
Yes.
I'm a little surprised that we didn't get a better response. Okay.
I just want to make sure that they understand, obviously we want to do Ellicott Square Building first.
Right.
But, you know, it seems to be we enter contracts and it takes forever to get them done. I mean, can we put them on a time frame and say, you know, we want this up and running by the second meeting in January?
It's going to take them some time. They have assured me that they can do Ellicott Square first, and that once they get into it, it'll probably only take a matter of 2 or 3 weeks to get each location done. So they understand.
It seems like an awfully long time to.
Well,
they build homes in 2 and 3.
They do, but they have to order equipment. The equipment has to come in. They have to receive it, and they're not going to order equipment before they have, you know, a contract from us.
Okay.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 8, authorization to enter into a modification agreement relative to an easement between the Erie County Water Authority and Niagara Mohawk Power Corporation.
I'll move to approve item 8.
Second.
Any discussion?
This is an underground or above ground?
This is an above ground pole.
Above ground pole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to get it within the easement, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's just outside of the existing easement. They need a little more to put it all together.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 9, authorization to solicit requests for proposals for microwave radio maintenance services, project number 2019-00006.
I'll move to approve item 9.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 10, award of contract to Coaster Associates, Inc. for furnishing and delivering of halogen actuators and controller units for Sturgeon Point Water Treatment Plant and Vandewater Water Treatment Plant, project number 2018-00105, $183,879.
I'll move to approve item 10.
Second, and on a question.
Second,
yes.
Go ahead.
This apparently is an award to the second highest bidder.
Right.
The first highest bidder declined. And there's emails to that effect in here, but what seems to have missed the record was the actual declination letter, which I've seen. And so I just want to make sure that that's in the record. For the purposes of this meeting,
In addition to that, there's mention to emails to the low bidder, and then there seems to be mention that there's supposed to be an email back saying either we can't provide the insurance or we don't have the insurance, and that's not attached here. There's simply an email.
There is a letter in existence which we haven't. Well, you haven't seen.
I haven't seen.
Yeah.
So that I would agree that's got to go in here so that we know why we're spending.
As long as the people on the blue sheet that sign off on the blue sheet have seen it and it actually gets into the record, I'm good with it.
What I mean, is it a matter of they couldn't produce the appropriate insurance?
Bottom line.
Yeah.
They weren't interested in providing it.
It's probably a cost issue, too.
Russ,
you have the original, though. You can get a copy of it so we have it in the file.
Commissioner, and the key thing to notice, they're informed of it before they send it.
Right.
They knew with the insurance credit.
Oh, I know. I saw the it's in the RFP.
Exactly.
There's a sample included.
Right.
Okay.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 11, approval of change order number 1 of DJM Contracting, Inc. for contract number NC36, Later System Improvements in the Towns of Cheektowaga and Clarence, New York, Project Number 2017-00090, Contract Number 18-15-03.
I'll move to approve item 11.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I just want it to be known there's a change order being passed without any questions from me.
So noted.
Because it doesn't involve money, it only involves days.
Extension of days. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 12, authorization to extend the professional services contract with Matrix Imaging Solutions, Inc. for bill printing presentation and payment alternatives identified as contract number MIS-2, project number 2015-00141.
I'll move to approve item 12.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want the record to note that we're extending the contract within the existing contract. So this was an option to extend for another year. We're not extending it outside of contract, therefore it's not subject to some of the other requirements. But the record is perfectly clear. We are exercising an option within the existing contract.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 13, authorization to extend the contract of Karis Corporation for furnishing and delivering of potassium permanganate to the Erie County Water Authority for use in the treatment of water from April 1st, 2017 through March 31st, 2019, project number 2017-00009, identified as contract number 17-04-04.
I'll move item 13.
Second.
Any discussion?
This one I do have a question on. So have we been operating without a contract since April 1 of 2017?
No.
John, you got to speak up because we're trying to capture this.
We're in an existing contract. The term of that contract was ending 2018, and we're just asking for an extension, which is the cost of the contract.
It's the same situation.
It's the same situation. So the contract has an extension period,
right,
and we're approving the extension period.
Correct.
Thank you.
All right. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 14, authorization to refund service connection fee to E&R General Construction, Inc., $2,000.
I'll move item 14.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 15, authorization to refund service connection fee to David Sarlis, $400.
I'll move item 15.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 16, authorization to leak allowance request, $2,027.64.
I'll move to approve item 16.
Second, and just on the question.
Yes, go ahead.
Is it our policy that as long as they start their repairs within a reasonable amount of time that we usually take care of these?
Correct. What it comes down to, the granting of a leak allowance, and there's various tiers. When it reaches 500, obviously, it comes to play. That's what we're here today. Part of that process is that they request a leak allowance. We send them out documentation. They have to come back with documentation that they have repaired the leak. We need documentation of that. And secondly, we follow up with various meter readings over a period of time to make sure that consumption has returned to normal levels. When all those conditions have been met, then we move into the process of granting it, whether it's below the threshold or at this point above the threshold.
I mean, it wouldn't come to us unless you had gone through all of these steps that saying, yeah, when they found out, they took care of it within a reasonable amount of time, and we did all our testing.
Exactly. Right. This has been a process. Many times, by the time they make it to you, this has already been a year long process.
Yeah. Okay.
And occasionally we have somebody still fighting with us at this point, but this one no.
Okay.
All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Item 17, service connection work order list.
I'll move item 17.
I'll second.
All those in any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. At this time, I'll move that at 10:01 we go into executive session for discussion of appointment of an executive director pursuant to public officers law, section 105(1), subdivision 1F, matters leading to appointment of a particular person, and then like Mr. McCracken.
I would like the HR director.
Yes. Mr. Nimoy or Stay. Anyone else we need to have join us for this?
No.
How about, can we have the comptroller stay on this?
Too? Yes.
Thank you. All right, so Karen, Dan, and Terry, you'll stay.
We need a second.
We need a second to the motion.
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried. We'll go into executive session. I move that we come out of executive session at 10:43.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. I just want to report that we had a productive discussion regarding the executive director position, and we have given instructions to senior staff for follow-up, and that's all I have to report. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay.